It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thank you so much for downloading the 231st edition of the Lane Mitchell Show weekly podcast. Highlights from my afternoon show, heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029. Some special Christmas fun facts and an encore presentation of our Sonic session with Grammy Award-nominated Imagine Dragons.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, one of the guys from Duck Dynasty has been accused of making inappropriate comments about homosexual lifestyle. Jeez, too bad, you know, he was my moral compass. Said no one who matters. Like, I know, I'm as shocked as you are. Rednecks are usually revered for their open-mindedness, aren't they? And it was 25 years ago today that Neil Fletcher Sr. died, the inventor of the corn dog. Believe it or not, he lived to the ripe old age of 84. So while he may have invented the corn dogs, I think he clearly wasn't eating a lot of them. And Starbucks issued a limited edition $450 rose gold gift card. They're metal. They only made 1,000 of these things. Get this. They sold out in 6 seconds. See, I think they had the right idea, though, here. The gift cards cost $400, but they were good for $450. You know, retailers are all too eager to sell gift cards this time of year. In fact, as a friend of mine put it, I don't know if I've ever wanted anything ever as much as every store wants me to buy a gift card for my loved ones this holiday season. Now, don't get me wrong. I love gift cards. I love giving them. I love getting them. But there is a small part of me that's asking, what's in it for me? You're asking me to convert my money to currency only valid in one place. I mean, ask the Cuban government how well that's working out for them.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Ooh, just 2 days left till Christmas. You know, it was 125 years ago today that Vincent van Gogh cut off his ear. Or so the story goes. It was actually just his earlobe. Not that that makes it better, but the real story is why he cut off his earlobe. It was to give to a prostitute as a present. Yeah, suddenly gift cards don't seem so bad, do they? You know, most of us have trouble feigning excitement when we unwrap our 19th box of Tofu-fei. Just imagine the look you might conjure up when you unwrap a human ear. Like, you shouldn't have. No, I mean it, you really shouldn't have done this. And it's been a big year for medical advances, especially for those living with HIV. In fact, new studies show that thanks to modern medicine, life expectancy for those infected is almost as high as that for the general population. So, I mean, finally, the closed-minded can go back to shaming the real outcasts. Country music fans. And JWoww bought Snooki breast implants for Christmas. Wait a minute, isn't there a carol about that? All I want for Christmas is 2D-sized teats.
What's that?
Two front teeth? Really? Huh.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
We do it 27% less on Christmas than any other day of the year. What is it? Watch pornography online. Is it weird that I read that and thought, isn't that sweet? Yeah, Christmas wasn't the only day that we take a break from filling our brains with filth. Thanksgiving also sees a 29% drop. And while your New Year's resolution may be to shed a few pounds, don't expect the same from Rebel Wilson or Melissa McCarthy. In fact, the two plus-size comedians have reportedly made a fat pact. Yeah, they've vowed to not drop weight now that they've become successful. Now, while I wouldn't want to be on the other end of a teeter-totter with one of them, I can't say I'd enjoy their humor or acting more if they were supermodel thin, would you? And did you enjoy some turkey over the holidays? Well, if so, it may interest you to know the terms white meat and dark meat actually date back to Victorian times when people were too embarrassed to use the words leg and breast. And here we find ourselves in 2013. White meat and dark meat sounds more like a racially insensitive thing a grandparent might blurt out when meeting your ethnically diverse spouse. I think I'd sooner stick with leg and breast and seem like a pervo, thanks.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Okay, if you have to choose Christmas party or Christmas bonus, which would you go for? If you said bonus, you're not alone. According to a recent survey, 71% said they'd rather take the cash. And it seems like less and less companies are even doing Christmas parties. Kind of sad, really. I mean, calling old-fashioned, but to me it just isn't Christmas until somebody gets drunk and sleeps with a coworker. And while our internet statuses may try to convince us otherwise, our love affair with McDonald's continues. Do you realize over the past year that chain added 1,400 new locations? In fact, worldwide, they employ more than 1.8 million people, about the population of Calgary and Edmonton combined. And while we're talking about burgers, did you know the U.S. government actually tried to rename the common hamburger during World War I? Yeah, in an effort to promote patriotism, they wanted them renamed Liberty Sandwiches. Shocker, that never caught on. And just what is the next big flavor wave to hit the fast food industry? Dorito dust. Doritos' parent company, PepsiCo, actually struck a deal with a major chain to create Dorito fries, Dorito wings, and even Dorito salad dressings. That just sounds healthy.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Final day of the year, and Merriam-Webster has named Word of the Year for 2013. You know, I was expecting something like twerk, selfie, hashtag. So you'll understand my surprise when I learned it was actually science. Yeah, the term science was searched more than 100 million times last month, 176% increase over the year before. Speaking of which, here's a little biology fact you may find interesting. Did you know that cats can actually rehydrate themselves by drinking seawater? Yeah, feline kidneys are that efficient. A trait you'll probably be much more jealous of 34 beers from now. And a group of cats is called a glaring or a clowder. There's a murder of crows. What is a group of jellyfish called, though? A smack. A smack of jellyfish. Well, that is unless you're a whale, in which case you'd call them a snack, I imagine. And just what was the top-grossing tour of the past year? Bon Jovi. And by a country mile. That tour took in well over $200 million. And it may surprise you to know, the second biggest tour was actually that of a dead man. Well, sort of. Michael Jackson, The Immortal Tour, the Cirque du Soleil show, took in $157 million.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic Session performance.
Welcome, everyone, to Sonic 1029's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Joining us today, a band who this fall released the fastest charting rock album in 6 years. How do you not have, like, the most massive egos ever?
Oh, man, we're still trying to adjust ourselves. It's been crazy, you know. It's been, for us, it's been 4 years of kind of this organic growth. But this last year, yeah, it's been a bit of a skyrocket.
Was that kind of weird for you guys, too? Because, I mean, you've been together, what, like 4 or 5 years, you know, touring around and that kind of thing, trying to make a name for yourself. And then all of a sudden, it's just like, wa-bam, here it is.
Yeah, I think wa-bam really kind of describes it perfectly. I don't know. Yeah, I think that all of us have been on the road so much, even this last year, just playing from gig to gig, that we really haven't even had time to take it in. I don't think we've really, you know, celebrated anything, or we've really just stayed busy.
Yeah, it's pretty much any musician's dream to be this busy. So we consider ourselves just so fortunate to be in this position.
Well, Dan, I'd read too that you're a new dad. Is that right?
It is, yeah, it's correct.
So did this come at the absolute perfect time, or is this the weirdest time ever?
Perfect. I mean, I think it always is perfect. I don't know. It's great.
You just take out the credit card and go to Baby Gap and just, I don't know, get everything. I don't know.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, I feel like we don't know a whole bunch about you guys yet. You're from Las Vegas.
Right.
How did you get into music?
I think all of us got into music a little differently. I know I came from kind of a classical background with my dad, and then, I would play violin with him, he'd play piano, and then when playing music with my dad became lame and I wanted to play with my friends, I moved over to drums.
I'm going to tell your dad you said that.
He knows. He knows.
Playing an instrument like the violin 10 years ago, nobody would have thought you'd be in a rock band.
Right.
Maybe country. Okay. Yeah.
Well, bluegrass. Yeah, we're at a really cool time with music where the genre borders are kind of disappearing, and what was called indie rock 10 years ago now is called alternative or even pop sometimes, so who knows.
Well, we're so excited to have you guys here. Why don't we get to the first song?
Yeah, we're gonna play a song for you guys called It's Time. This was a song that was written 2 years ago, and just started one night in my kitchen was really written at a bit of a low point for me, and never thought I'd play on radio or anything like that, and it was kind of like a journal entry for myself. Yeah.
Match your dragons, everyone. When you said that you were spent, and now it's time to build from the bottom of the pit right to the top. Don't hold back. Packing my bags, giving the academy a rain check. I don't ever want to let you down. I don't ever want to leave this town. 'Cause after all, this city never sleeps at night. It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand? I'm never changing who I am. Where you fell, and I am left to sell. Oh, the path to heaven runs through miles of clouded hell right to the top. Don't look back, turning to rags and giving the commodities a rain check. I don't ever want to let you down. I don't ever want to leave this town. After all, this city never sleeps at night. It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand? I'm never changing who I am. It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand? I'm never changing who I am. This road never looks so lonely. This house doesn't burn down slowly. To ashes, to ashes. It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand? I'm never changing who I am. It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Don't you understand? I'm never changing who I am.
Well, that, guys, was absolutely beautiful. Imagine Dragons. It's time here in Sonic 102.9's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Cut from the album Night Visions, an album recorded at Westlake Recording Studio where Michael Jackson recorded Thriller. That's kind of cool. You know, I read something recently, too, that Phoenix bought the old Harrison console out of that same studio.
That studio is full of amazing things. There's a little room above one of the studios we were recording in where Michael Jackson's monkey Bubbles would hang out, because Bubbles couldn't stand being away from Michael, so they had to build him a special Bubbles room.
Yeah. I remember in the vocal booth they had a big stand-up, like cardboard cutout of Michael Jackson, and it took me back. I saw it before anybody had told me that it had been recorded there, and I actually thought it was Michael Jackson. It's like one of those cardboard cutouts that, you know, was like perfect. The lighting was perfect and stuff. So I walked in and I was like, oh, geez. And then I was like, wait, Michael Jackson's dead. Wait, what's going on here?
Don't worry, I promise not every question I ask will have the word studio in it, but that is a huge time studio. The last one you guys recorded at, Battleborn, you recorded a bunch of EPs there. Both of them are located in casinos.
Yeah.
Do you guys have like raging gambling problems, or are you just like the vibe?
No, we have raging gambling problems. Ben is a really good gambler, actually. He wins. I've never seen him lose, really, never. Honestly, though, we did feel comfortable being able to go into a studio that was in a casino. I think we're used to having, you know, noise and lights and energy around us. And I think that really influenced our music. And so I don't know if the album would have sounded the same if we went to like a cabin in the woods or something, you know.
Are you native Las Vegans?
I am.
Vegans?
I'm a third generation. But the rest of the guys are transplants. They're posers. No, I convinced them all to. They all went to Berklee School of Music together in Boston. They had both graduated. Ben dropped out with a semester left to graduate.
College is for losers.
Ironically, Ben is the only one of the three of us that's been invited back to like guest teach at Berklee. Yeah.
And that's been to jail, ironically.
Going back to your question, though, it was actually pretty nice in the studio when you want to take a 5-minute break to walk around all the like slot machines and hear all the like noise. Like,
yeah, there's actually like an indoor basketball court right next to this.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many just distractions. It was really nice.
Well, the album is called Night Visions. Is that a reference to that show that Henry Rollins used to host?
I'm not familiar with that. What is that?
He used to do a show on like ghosts and supernatural stuff.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
yeah,
it was cool.
Henry Rollins is awesome.
Yeah.
What is the significance of Night Visions?
Yeah. No, yeah, there's a few reasons that we named it Night Visions. A lot of the lyrics that I've written have drawn from different dreams or nightmares that I've had, or things that I've woken up in the night and kind of jotted down or recorded. Also, Wayne is a clinical insomniac. He's been insomniac since he was like 12 or something. Yeah, like real deal, like went to doctors and stuff like that. Not a faker insomniac who's like, I can't sleep, whatever. So a lot of the best guitar parts that he wrote for the album or song ideas that he came up with were after he'd been awake for like 4 days straight, and he would send me in the middle of like the night some like lick for something. And there were a couple ones where I was like, wow, he's been up for like a long time.
Yeah. I had a dream about a unicorn. Yeah. Well, speaking of mashing genres of music, Dan, I understand you're into DJing these days.
Oh, man, word travels quick. We're always trying to stay up on gear, and the weirdest things can actually end up making its way onto the record and helping form a sound. And so all of us are big gear heads, so we're always looking at new gear. And, I purchased this new kind of thing, DJ gear thing. It's called a Pioneer DDJ SX, if you want to nerd out. So we're doing a little bit of after party sometimes, and then also it helps to do remixes and to kind of adjust synths and different things like that.
You know what? I'm kind of an amateur DJ myself, so I think we're the only two.
Oh, you use Serato?
What's that? Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do. It's the best. Yeah,
yeah, but one thing I noticed when I threw your song in there, Radioactive, I was like, wait a minute, this is like 60 beats per minute? This is like a dubstep beat, really. Mm-hmm. Like, if you listen to it, you can almost make your own wub, 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 wub.
Yeah.
It's like folk dubstep. Like, what inspired that?
Yeah, I think every song starts really in a very simple manner with like a guitar and a melody, or a piano and a melody. We've always kind of felt that if a song can't stand alone with no production kind of stripped down, if it's not good in that setting, then it's not deserving of being produced. It's not a good enough song. It should be able to be played around a campfire and be a good song. Our goal has always been to kind of bring together the synthetic world and the organic world and to meet somewhere in the middle and to kind of put them together in a way that is different for us or interesting to us.
Well, it's such an amazing song. It's been number one on Sonic's Modern Rock Countdown for 7 straight weeks. And I don't know about you, I'm kind of excited to hear the acoustic version.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine Dragons, everybody. The folk dubstep version.
the chemicals. Breaking in, shaping up, and checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking up. I feel it in my bones enough to make my system blow. Welcome to the new age, to the new age. Welcome to the new. My flag, dye my clothes. It's a revolution, I suppose. Painted red just to fit right in. Whoa. Breaking in, shaping up, and checking out on the prison bus. This is it, the apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking up. I feel it in my bones enough to. Welcome to the new age, to the new age. Whoa.
Band called Imagine Dragons in Sonic's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Now, I've read on, I don't know, I'm going to say a million places on the internet that Imagine Dragons is an anagram for the real band name.
Right.
I know I'm not clever enough to coax it out of you. What I do want to know, though, why didn't you go with the first name?
Yeah, I don't know. We were all just kind of sitting around and having one of those band meetings where you're like, all right, well, what is the band name going to be and why and what's the reasoning and the... I mean, there's probably a reason behind it, but if I can't, I can't tell you that or else you'd know. But, yeah, and then we didn't set out thinking like, oh, it's going to be this secret or something like that. It just happened that way. And we played our first show and people were like, so why the name? And we were like, well, it's an anagram. And then we thought about it and we were like, well, what are your guesses? And people would guess. And it was really interesting to hear guesses. And then we found out there's hundreds of thousands of different anagrams, actually, that you can make from it.
What's the best guess you've heard?
Oh, there's some really good ones out. Romans Dig Angie is a great one our friend that, Angie came up
that
with.
That girl's name was Angie, yeah. So that was funny. Aged Men's Radio was pretty funny, I thought. Gonad Migraines.
Yeah, Migraine Gonads.
Always makes me laugh. Gemini Is So Grand. I mean, there's so many. It's like we. I mean, one of those might be it. I mean, we neither confirm nor deny.
We never confirm or deny.
Okay, now I don't want to be a noob, but what's with the feather?
I found this in my bass case, and I don't know how it got there, so I stuck it on the end of my bass.
That was just today, right? I've never seen that before.
I found it, like, I don't know what city we were in. We were doing some other acoustic performance, and it was actually in my bass. I don't know how long it had been in the body of my bass. Maybe since I bought it. I bought the bass used. But I found it in there, and...
It's kind of gross. to be honest with you, though, that it's, like, so unsurprising to me, because Ben is eclectic.
Now, of course, we're totally enjoying Night Visions as an album, but I read a tweet you guys had sent out yesterday about working on new music in our city.
We're always... Yeah. Yeah, in Edmonton, we actually were last night. Yeah, we're always writing. I mean, it's a constant thing for us, just because... I feel like all of us get depressed when we don't. It's really obvious on the bus when everybody's been uncreative for like a day or so. Everybody becomes really ADD, and to us, it's a bit of it's almost like a drug to create. And so when we're not creating, we really feel like useless. And I think we all become sloths.
Well, we totally appreciate you being here. We're excited to see you back here May 23rd playing the Shaw. Can we squeeze you for one more song? Can we? Could we do that? Could we spring that on you?
I mean, as I can't say no to him. Yeah, we'll do one more. We'll do one more song. We're gonna play a song called Demons. Yeah, I think this song's pretty self-explanatory.
days are cold and the cards all fold, and the saints we see are all made of gold. Your dreams all fail and the ones we hail are the worst of all, and the bloods run stale. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you, but with the beast inside, there's nowhere we can hide.
No matter
what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come, this is my kingdom come. When you feel my heat, look into my eyes, it's where my demons hide, it's where my demons hide. Don't get too close, it's dark inside, it's where my demons hide, it's where my demons hide. The curtains call us the last of all. When the lights fade out, all the sinners crawl. They dug your grave in the masquerade. Come calling out of the mess you've made. I don't want to let you down, but I am hellbound. Though this is all for you, I don't want to hide the truth. No matter what we breed, we still are made of greed. This is my kingdom come, this is my kingdom come. When you feel my heat, look into my eyes, it's where my demons hide, it's where my demons hide. They say it's what you make, I say it's up to fate. It's woven in my soul, I need to let you go. Your eyes, they shine so bright, I wanna say that loud. I can't escape this now, unless you show me how. When you feel my heat, look into my eyes, it's when
the Lane Mitchell Show in all its modern rocky glory on terrestrial radio on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.